The spelling system that is used is the double vowel system. Lesson 1, 1-1, learning the sounds. Welcome to Lesson 1. Thankfully, the Ojibwe sounds are not too different from English sounds. We start with the 7 vowels. Short vowels are a, as in cup, animush, e, as in pit, abin, o, as in book, muzam. The long vowels are a, as in a, uma, e, as in peak, neen, o, as in soap, bozo, e, as in ambe, wewene. Most consonants have equivalents in the English language. The vowel and the consonant system is as follows. A, I, O. A, I, O, E. Ba, Be, Bo. Ba, Be, Bo, Be. Ta, Te, To. Da, Di, Do, De. Da, Di, Do. Da, Di, Do, De. Ja, Di, Do. Da, Di, Do. Ga, Ge, Go. Ga, Gi, Go, Ge. The letter H is used to separate vowels, as in ma, ze, na, e, gan. Glottal stop, as in ni de. Ga ge go. Ga gi go ge. Ma me mo. Ma mi mo me. Na ne no. Na ni no ne. Pa be bo. Pa bi bo be. Da, di, do, de. Da, de, do. Da, di, do, de. Wa, we, wo. Wa, we, wo, we. Ya, ye, yo. Ya, ye, yo, ye. Da, de, do. Da, di, do, de. Number 1. Learning the sounds. 1-1. Distinguishing the long vowel from the short vowel. Welcome to Lesson 1. Thankfully, Ojibwe sounds are not too different from English sounds. We start with the 7 vowels. There are 2 kinds of vowels in the Ojibwe language, long and short vowels. A long vowel takes longer to utter than a short vowel. There are those classified as long vowels, A, E, O, and A. Those classified as short vowels are I, O, and A. It's important to recognize the difference between these 2 set of vowel sounds so that you can follow the set grammar rules. Short vowels. I, as in pit, bin. O, as in book, zam. A, as in cup, nimush. The long vowels. A, as in bed, miigwets. E, as in peak, neen. O, as in between, soap and soup, ozo. A, as in doctors, say a, uma. Some words that contain the short, I. A, biting. Me, Nick. De, be. Be, ze, dan. I, ke, dun. Ni, zing. Ne, de, get. I, zin, ne, ka, zo. Some words that can say, contain the short o. Pan, ningut. I, ke, duk. E, ne, kuk. I zinni ka zo. O dam me no da. O de mar. O mar. Ne da so. Some words that contain the short a. A mansa. A be. A me. A we nen. A we. Bangi. Da ka. Na mata bin. Some words that contain the long a. A be. A we. A we nen. E da. E ya. He gin. We ne. Me which. Some words that contain the long e. A nin. A me. Din de gen. Ga win. Ge nin. Ge we da. Me na wa. Me wets. Some words that contain the long o. Bozo. Nindonji. O te nang. Yo ho. No tin. Do ke pun. Ninon dum. Moons. Some words that contain the long a. A be think. A nin. Ba ma. Ma cha da. E we da. A. Me na wa. A da de da. Vowel length exercise. Read these words out loud. Place a dot underneath the short vowels and a dash under the long be ka. A mo. Zuni ya. Be mo se. O ze kan. E me wan. Mo ho man. O kum. O don. Me ka na. O kush. Ma ze na. Aza. Awin. Be ze ne. A to po win. Boz. A pita. 1-2. Nasal vowels. Nasal vowels are vowel sounds that you make through your nose. Here are some examples. Me te gons. Nissa yens. Be ne si. E gons. Me ne sens. Si pins. O gans. Ma gons. A ke wens. E san. A ne si yan. O zook. We yes. De mes. O ki zik. O ma si an zik. 1-3. Consonants. The consonants that have equivalents in the English language are M, N, Y, H, and W. Some examples are M, A, Minik, Mi, Gwets, Be, N, Nin, Ni, Ba, Win, Na, Mata, Bin, Y, Eya, Yo, Ho, Ge, Tai, Ya, Wa, H, ha, a ha, yo ho. W, we, we, ne. E, we, da, ka, ween. The apostrophe is used to separate vowels. A, we, ma, ze, na, ikan. Wa, ka, ikan. And also at the end of certain types of words that have vowel endings, H is called a glottal stop because you have to shut your glottis throat opening momentarily. You hear it between the O's, and when someone says O, O, after dropping a glass. Ma, E, ka, na. O, wa, ba, wa. These consonants don't match up exactly with English pronunciation. K, G, P, B, D, 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 D. The G, B, J, D, and H are softer than their English equivalents. In the case of consonants pair, K dash G, the G sound there much like a K. Consonant pairs listed both behave that way. For the sake of consistent spelling, all words are listed as voiced consonants in the glossary, even if they sound unvoiced. An example is the word jiman. I know it may sound like ja, but if you put an O in front of it to make it ujiman, iskano, it is definitely a J sound. Sometimes the K, P, and T are aspirated. That is, they sound as if there was an H in front of them, even if it's not written that way. Some examples are B, pronounced like B, kito, kito. Unlike English, the consonants W and Y appear at the end of words after a vowel be enunciated. Bikyo, bisyo, iste, apil. Consonants L, F, V, and R are absent in the Anishinaabe language. There may be one word that contains an L. There are some dialects in northern central Manitoba that use TH or S, TH or Z. Many English names contain the consonants L, F, V, R, TH. Today, most Anishinaabe pronounce English proper names as they are. You should be aware of the substitutions made by older native speakers. L is replaced by an N or R. R is replaced by N or L. F is replaced by P. V is replaced by B. TH unvoiced is replaced by T. TH voiced is replaced by D. And sometimes D is replaced by J and T by J. Anishinaabe will at times give up totally on names that have too many L's and R's, such as Loren and Roland, settle for Lulu for both names, and just leave it at that. Dash 1-4, names. On familiar vowel sounds, two are altered, Mike, Muck. We pop in an extra short vowel where there wasn't one before, like in Agnes. Agnes, Frank, Bank, etc. Agnes, Agnes, Andrew, Andano, Barbara, Babana, Beverly, Bebany, Brenda, Bandanda, Carol, Gena, Celia, Xenia, Charlotte, Zana, Claire, Gena, Christina, Gahistin, Colleen, Guanine. Cynthia. Cynthia. Darlene. Danine. David. David. Deborah. Debona. Dennis. Dennis. Dion. Dion. Donna. Duana. Dorothy. Duanate. Duncan. Duncan. Eliza. Eniza. Elmer. Eneman. Ernie. Annie. Ethel. Eza. Eva. Eva. Florence. Benowens. Fred. Vet. Garnet. Garnet. George. George. Glenn. Gane. Gordon. Gordon. Harry. Honey. Isaac. Isaac. Janice. Janice. John. Joan. Albert. Anibat. Angela. Angela. Beatrice. Beatrice. Bonnie. Bonnie. Brian. Benayan. Caroline. Ganine. Charles. Joss. Cheryl. Zena. Clarence. Guinness. Christopher. Gossipan. Corinne. Guanine. Daniel. Danian. Daryl. Dana. Debbie. Debbie. Denise. Dennis. Derek. Danak. Donald. Duana. Doreen. Duanine. Doug. Dog. Edward. Edward. Lisibat. Anisipan. Enos. Enos. Esther. Aitan. Eugene. Eugene. Fiona. Fiona. Frank. Brank. Gail. Gain. Gary. Gany. Gilbert. Gittipan. Gloria. Guanani. Harriet. Ania. Henry. Endai. James. James. Jeff. Jep. Jordan. Jordan. Joseph. Joseph. Juliet. Junior. Catherine. Katherine. Kevin. Gavin. Laura. Nuana. Leanne. Nian. Linda. Linda. Lola. Nuna. Lauren. Nuan. Louis. Louis. Lydia. Nydia. Marilyn. Menon. Mark. Mark. Marcel. Marson. Mary. Manny. Mary Ellen. Manny. Yayan. Marvin. Manapin. Maxine. Maxkin. Miro, Meenan, Michael, Maiken, Marie, Mani, Nelson, Nason, Nora, Nuana, Patricia, De Sistiwa, Paul, Buan, Peter, Beaton, Rachel, Anatin, Randy, Anadi, Raymond, Ayaman, Rena, Aniba, Richard, Anitan, Robert, Anwapan, Ron, Awan, Ruby, Anobi, Sharon, Dan, Shirley, Danny, Steven, Isabin, Victor, Visigan, Wayne, Joyce, Jots, Katie, Kathy, Kenneth, Gannett, Larry, Nanny, Lena, Nina, Lillian, Ninian, Lloyd, Newoit, Loretta, Niwata, Lorraine, Niwanin, Louise, Louise, Margaret, Margaret, Marjorie, Mopjane, Marlene, Manin, Martin, Martin, Mary Ann, Minian, Mary Jane, Minnie Jane, Matthew, Marvin, Minipin, Mike, Muck, Morris, Manas, Nelly, Nick, Noreen, Nuanin, Patrick, Botanic, Percy, Bunnessy, Philip, Binup, Ralph, Anap, Ray, Anne, Rebecca, Ambaka, Rhonda, Anonda, Rick, Anik, Roger, Ahwanza, Roy, Anoy, Sandra, Zanzana, Sheila, Zina, Sophie, Topi, Thomas, Duamas, Victoria, Bichania, William, Winium. 1-6. Conjugating verbs. When learning a language, the verbs are conjugated or arranged in columns to show their various forms. In English, there are six persons, the doers of the action. I, first person singular. We, first person plural. You, second person singular. You people, second person plural. He, she, it, third person singular. They, third person plural. Other languages of the world have similar patterns. In Ojibwe, we have two first persons plural. We have two ways of saying we, Nina Wint, which excludes the person you're talking to. In this book, it'll be written as we, but not you. The other is Kina Wint, and it includes the person you are talking to. It is written as we, inclusive you. Neen, I, me. Nina Wint, we, but not you. Kina Wint, we, inclusive you. Keen, you. K, Kinawa, you people. Ween, he, she. Winawa, they, them. 1-7, conjugating the intransitive verbs. The 6 verbs given in this lesson are called intransitive verbs because they contain a subject, doer of the action, and the action itself. They have no object, that is, no person receives the action. There is just straight action or state of being. In the paradigm shown below, we will conjugate only the verb that end with long vowels. Do not try to conjugate the verbs ending with short vowels because they are treated slightly different. Again, this is why it's important to write the long and the short vowels, because the grammar depends on it. Even though the following hyphenated words are single words, they are actually sentences because they have 2 main ingredients of a sentence, a subject, door, and a predicate, action. This is another way that Ojibwe is different from English. Nibintige, I'm entering. Hibintige, you're entering. Bintige, he or she is entering. Nibintige men, we're entering, but not you. Hibintigem, we're entering, including you. Hibintigem, you people are entering. Bintigewak, they're entering. Nih kiwe, I'm going home. Ki kiwe, you're going home. Kiwe, he or she's going home. Nih kiwe men, we're going home, but not you. Ki kiwe men, we're going home, including you. Ki kiwe, you people are going home. Ki we wak, they're going home. 1-8. Will it be yes or no? You've been introduced to the little word na. Use it to change a sentence into a question that requires a yes or no answer. Here are some examples. Number 1. Bindige na. Eya, bindige. Is she going in? Yes, she's going in. Number 2. Ki kiwe na. Eya, ni kiwe. Are you going home? Yes, I'm going home. Na is always the second word in a sentence. 1-9, verbs and adverbs. You've learned quite a few adverbs by now. Adverbs modify verbs and they color our conversation. They describe how something was done. Adverbs usually appear in front of a verb, although it's not a firm rule. Look at the following examples. Abiting eta bintike wak. They entered just once. Wewe ne kiwe. He's going home carefully. Minawa ne na mata be min. We're sitting again. Exercise 1-A. Translate the following sentences using what you know now. Number 1. Who's that? That's Mary. Number 2. Shirley is going inside again. Number 3. Again? She's going in 3 times. Number 4. Are you going home again? Number 5. I'm going home just once. Number 6. Hello, what's your name? Number 7, what about you?